We try and be productive on this matter
because I'm determined that we're going to meet our deadlines. I'm determined that we're going to meet our deadlines. I don't see us coming back or asking for an extension in Parliament. A proposal.
No, Chair, there has been a particular practice that we use in the entire processing of our observations in the report till now that we seems to be focusing on all of us on one thing. Why can't we go back to that area that members can identify in a page which areas that members want to do it and we pass? There's nothing to raise. Why do we have to raise for the sake of talking? So maybe we can just put it as a page, the whole page, to ask a member if they have anything to speak on. Then we can close. We can still come back when we deal with the recommendation to refer to those pages, rather than this exercise would never end, Chair. So I'm proposing that you put it as a page. I take it that you have read the report as it stands now. We can put it as a page by page and comment. If there's no comment, we leave it. Other people will do it.
All right, we'll be guided by yourselves. I'm just indicating that if we go at this rate, the downside is that we'll be here on Sunday. But that is your call as members. And we are on page 78, page 70. Honourable Mokoena had started the discussion, I think. Honourable Mokoena, have you water, if there's water for members? If there's water, if we could do that. Honourable Mokoena, I'm not sure if we stopped you halfway or had you been done. So, because remember, you're going to have the second bite after everything else. You done, sir? We haven't even recognised other members. You done? All right, can we have an indication of who wants to speak on? And we'd agree that we're going to do the entire page 70. Yes. Speakers, anybody? Again, everybody wants to speak. Let's start here with Doc. Doc? 10 minutes a man, 5 minutes a man. Can we go to time limits?
I mean, it's a simple one, Chair.
All right. That's just before you start, Doctor.
We are on 23.1, hey. Entire page.
Yes.
Chair, I wanted to recommend that the committee notes that there have been 4 versions of MOIs, of which only one was found to be effective. I think it's going to be important to contextualize that, you know. And then whatever else that follows, then we set the tone on that. Because when we are talking about the amendment of the MOI, we are therefore saying it's that MOI that was found to be effective, effectual.
That's the
only thing.
I want that to be.
Okay, if I'm understanding, Doc, she's saying we're moving from the premise that there's only one that is as the beginning. There's only one from where we're sitting now that is enforceable or registered or anything. Or that's legal, or whatever the correct word.
The terminology.
And that one is the one dated 2013/2014.
Yes, late.
It will be very necessary to do so.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh. I beg your pardon. Then we'll go down this way, and you can talk to that comment if you so wish. Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, Chair. I want to propose as follows. If we look at 23.1.4 is trying to set the tone in terms of indicating which MOI is authentic. So I propose that we make that our first clause there. Subsequent to that, we indicate irregular amendment of the MOI, which is 2312. And in terms of 2313, we take the part which says the committee is concerned that the board, until we go to disregarded, in fact, we leave 2313 for further use. We don't include it here. It may constitute part of our recommendations, because to me it's pronouncing on our stance on the Broadcasting Act and the Companies Act. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much, Chair. The opening line, which I support the colleague just spoken now, 3.14 becomes our opening line. But I want to ask something out of order, Chair, that if it's possible, and I know that we don't have time to do this exercise, we needed to balance the attempted amendments vis-a-vis the current MOI that is standing, so that we are able to weigh in if there's any irregular in the attempt or in the current MOI standing, does it permit that amendment to have happened? Because here we are dealing with a number of amendments, moving of powers, directors being given powers and all of that. I thought maybe as we do this exercise, we can try and find a balance between the current amendments that we see and what is standing in the MOI. I'm not sure if you understand me, Chair, what I'm trying to put across. Okay.
Members will help us, Honorable Waters, then we'll go behind to Killian and we'll do our rounds. Waters?
Chair, I support the proposal that up front we state which MOI we believe is legal and binding. But where we talk about the Minister amending the MOI, 2311, we said that MOI as it stands empowers the minister. But I think here we're talking about the MOI that the minister signed herself, right? So the fourth version, I don't know. Right. So we've got to be clear which version we're talking about. And we're stipulated. So everyone's clear. And similarly in the next paragraph, 2312. There as well. Then I just want to refer the members to clause 912, which is on page, I think, 33.
In this document?
Yeah, our document. 912. No, it's a bit further on. Anyway, paragraph 913, page 36. 912. But I'm on yesterday's document, so it's 812. But anyway. So it says, during your evidence, the minister insisted that amendments to the MOI were effective in accordance with both the Broadcasting Act and Companies Act. She stated that although legislation did not require to do so, the ministry had consulted the board on the amendments as a courtesy before they were submitted to the CIPRO, right? And that never happened. And I think we need to put that in as a finding. She stated in the evidence that she consulted the board before she submitted the MOI, and she never did. And we need to put that in the findings. I think it's material. As well as the following sentence. Okay, well, and then she carries on to say that she also briefed the Portfolio Committee on the MOI in June 2015. And according to the Minister, neither the Board nor the Portfolio Committee had raised any reservations. Now, again, it's misleading, because we know that the minutes from the Board reflect that certain members had indeed questioned the amendments to the MOI. And so that also needs to be included here as a separate paragraph. Are you with me, Chair? So there's two issues. The one that the Minister stated she consulted the board before submitting the MOI to CIPRO, which she never did, and that there were no objections from the board, which there were.
You must put that in your observations.
Yes, I think because they're both material. All right, thank you.
As long as members follow it, because as we speak, Mokoena, you'll be the last one, obviously, because you introduced it, and you'll consider the proposals made. Honourable Killian.
Chairperson, yes, I have been covered in some respect. However, I just wanted to make the following point, Chairperson, and that is, as we reflected in our current first paragraph, we talk of the minister as the appointing authority, which the minister is not. The appointing authority, according to the Broadcasting Act, is the president upon the recommendation of Parliament. That is according to the Broadcasting Act. Now, the problem, the one that is signed by Honourable Karim, which is the one that is currently the only one of force and effect, has, however, two shortcomings, and I think we should reflect that. And that is, as far as the quorum requirement is concerned, which is prescribed by the Broadcasting Act, and the other one is confusion about the directors, their appointment and removal. There is a bit of a, and you see, the Honourable Mutambi, the Minister, has referred to that. But, Chair, and I think that is very serious, the amendments that were proposed and what the Honourable Minister made the board to believe, as well as the committee to believe to be the valid ones at this stage, the provisions of that MOI goes much further. That removes the power of the board to perform any role with executive appointments. And that is very serious. And I can demonstrate the clauses, but I don't want to go into the detail if the members are not interested. Secondly, it removes, it changes certain, definitions significantly. And it describes a much bigger interventionist role for the minister in the operations of the SABC. And I think that must be noted. Again, I can refer members to specific clauses which she has changed. And that is why I have a concern about the current one, which is the valid one, and its ability to stand up to the test of the Broadcasting Act. But I have a significant concern about the one as drafted and amended by Minister Mutambi. And that one will have to be evaluated by the Portfolio Committee to see if it could stand going forward. So I don't know into what detail we want to go, but I think we must make those, we must express those concerns, because that undermines the role, the effective role of the board, if that is not amended.
You'll have to find a way of crafting it. Honourable members, can I just ask that we I think it's like the other members have done. This is the point. I'm agreeing or disagreeing. Now, I hear Killian, because you have to motivate it. But if you put it in bullet point, because when we summarise, we must be able to say, these are the 3 points that I'm agreeing or disagreeing with, without the motivations. Honourable Singh.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, the first point I want to make is we must start in the beginning. And the beginning is what was suggested by Honourable Khoza, that we as a committee recognize that there was an MOI which we have sight of, signed by Eunice Karim and accepted by CIPC on such and such a date. That's the sequence of things. Secondly, I think we have to note here as a committee that during the evidence, the minister insisted that amendments to the MOI were submitted to CIPC. She's insisted. Yeah. On page 36, which Honorable Waters referred to. Then I think it's important for us to refer to this document here, the three-liner, where on further inquiry, the committee was given a document which suggests, quote-unquote, that the CIPC acknowledges receipt of a lodgement dated 12 March 2015. Now, my view is, and I hope, I don't know what the other members, that this is not an authentic document. It's not one that comes from the CIPC. And even if we accept it as authentic, it is not going to take the CIPC almost 2 years to register this amended MOI. It's just impossible that it would have taken them so long. So it's on that basis that I'm saying it's not authentic. It doesn't have a CIPC heading. It's addressed to Dan. We don't know who Dan is, whether he's an agent, who has power of attorney from the minister. So I think we have to agree that there is no other MOI that is of force and effect. From there, we then go on to the consequences of the MOI, quote unquote, that the minister purports to have signed and has been accepted, and the consequences thereof in terms of the actions that were taken. So firstly, we have an MOI, it's brought before us. Secondly, the minister says that there has been evidence of MOI. We refute that, because there's no proof even until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Because surely they could have brought us something from CIPC saying, well, there's the signed MOI, like the Yunus Karim one. And all searches have indicated that there is no MOI. But I just want to go to the heading of that. Instead of amendment of the MOI, which creates a false kind of impression, shouldn't we just put MOI? And then we speak to the MOI. And wherever we speak of the MOI that we don't recognize, we put it in inverted commas, because it's not an MOI. There's only one MOI. And then we speak to the consequences. Thank you, sir.
Chairperson, no, I wanted to agree with the fact that 2314 should be our starting point, no matter how we phrase it, but should be there to show that there's only one MOI that is with CIPRO, the one that was signed by the then Minister Yunus Karim. And just like Honorable Loliwe, I doubt whether 2311 has any impact, because to me that is just a prologue to the whole discussion. It merely talks to the fact that the MOI stands to empower the minister, etc., etc. So I would have just taken off that. Then we move to 2312. Then we add other issues that Honorable Singh and Honorable Khoza have referred to. So that's my take, Chairperson.
Sure, thank you. I agree with what colleagues have said with regards to how we should craft our finding, but I think it's important that we also raise the issue that the MOI that was signed by Minister Karim also goes against the Broadcasting Act in certain areas, especially in regards to the appointing authority and the dismissal of directors. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that MOI is legal? My view is it cannot. And that MOI is based even in the document that it is actually informed by the Companies Act. So in line with the earlier discussion that we recognize the Broadcasting Act as the act that applies in SABC, what it means is MOI by Karim is not in line with the Companies Act, and therefore I assume that the Company Act prevails even, Broadcasting Act prevails when we have an irregular MOI. So whereas in the latter discussion the colleagues have raised, we've raised the issue of the amendments. I'm just saying that even that one has got the far-reaching effects, which is almost in line with the current ones in terms of the dismissal and so on of the people. That one is remains a problem. Yeah, I think I should end here.
Thank you.
Chair, yes, I agree with the other versions about the submissions as to we've got to set up front that in our view the Yunus Karim MOI is the one that is valid, and then we can go forward and deal with these other sections. But we need to deal with what was intended here, although it might not be a valid MOI in our view, we still need to ensure that the motive behind what was intended, in as much as change in directors of the board, is important to be captured. So, Chair, the Companies Act makes it very clear about the provisions for amending the memorandum of incorporation, and that's in section 16. And in certain cases, besides the resolution board, it must be filed. That's what it says. And there are even where it might be a consolidated revision, you need to have a sworn statement by the director accompanying that revision. I don't know if these are considered consolidated revisions, but it's very clear in terms of the Companies Act what process must be followed for the filing with the CIPC office. So, Chair, I don't want to labour the point, but I think we are on the same page. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Just where we're not clear, 2311 as it stands now gets removed. And we're moving from the premise that 2314 is the beginning. We agreed on that one. I heard at least two members talking about 2311 is just a preamble or something like that. That's what we want to get clear. Which is the first bullet point after 2314? If it stays in, it's fine. We're just wanting to, so that we are clear here, because remember, we're drafting as you guys speak. Unless this thing we've tried to recraft it so many times, unless there'll be a task team that will go and put this thing together, it's going to make me and Cindy's life and everybody else too difficult. You want to propose something, Mokwena?
Yeah, can I just throw the spanner in the works? Because what I think we should do is want to outline the challenges with the company founding documents, the MOI being one of them. So we end with the MOI, and then we then outline the issues around the MOI. I think it's important to highlight some of the changes that relate to the amendments that were made to the MOI, so as to demonstrate how the entire machinery of the SABC was then deteriorated. So this is what I've drafted, and I'm putting it to the House so that it can be right. But I think it's still in line with what you wanted to do. But it just adds the thing that I spoke to earlier on, which was at a separate heading. I call it administration of SABC founding documents. Yeah, I'm suggesting that it be the first one.
The first heading.
Yeah, the first heading becomes administration of SABC founding documents, right? And I've drafted 3 points under that heading. One is the minister fails to administer the SABC founding documents effectively. An inquiry into the CIPC revealed questionable enrollment of both Mr. Motsweneng and Mr. Geldenhuys in 2011 and 2012 respectively, when there is no explanation for this action. That is the first point. Second point. The minister failed to register the amendments to the MOI in 2015. It must be noted that the minister made a written submission that such was registered. According to CIPC records, the last MOI to be registered was in 2013 by Minister Karim. This renders Minister Mutambi's MOI not enforceable. That is the second point. Third point, the minister allowed a delegation of authority framework document that was based on an illegal MOI to be the regulatory framework for the SABC. This rendered almost the entire operation of the SABC legally questionable. So that would be under just administered. These are founding documents. It's the directors, it's the MOI, and then it's the delegation of authority framework. Then we move on to this MOI. And I think that heading should then be with the weaknesses of the shareholders' MOI amendments. And then we can then go into what it is that we picked up about that MOI, because I think we must highlight how the SABC was, and then we'll start with that point that you were going to start with. And the first sentence would be that, again, maybe I'm just laboring the point. The first point would be that that there were four MOIs, and the only one out of the four is that one. And then we'll go into 23.1.1 as we're discussing it now. But I think it's important that we must start with these other documentations. We must put them in there.
All right, there's a proposal. I mean, it's just one thing that we must guard against, so that we don't, you know, the 2011 and 2012. The current minister was not the minister at the time. So when we say the minister did X, Y, and Z, you either may have to say which minister, because 2011 and 2012, the minister wasn't there. Yeah, so, and that is why I'm saying, honorable members, you know, and I repeated this yesterday, I really think what we should be, and we can put it in all, whatever way you're putting it, the real observation is that the whole administration or lack thereof and so on has created lots of problems for us. Now, we could put as examples what you're saying, Waters, and the beginning point. Unless somebody's going to go and craft it for us, it's going to be very difficult. But certainly, if we refer to 2011 and 2012, you can't describe that to Minister Faith. That's another minister. So those are the complications. It's at least three ministers that we're talking about in this process. And I'm not disputing what you're saying. I'm just saying from a practical point of view for this document.
No, I think we can be specific in naming who was responsible and so on and so forth. But I think here, the administration of SABC documents, that is the heading. It's not to say it's Minister Mutambi's responsibility. The entire administration of those documents is wrong. And then when we go into specifics, we can then specify that Minister Dinapule did not do this, or Minister Karim this, or Minister Mutambi failed to do this. Thanks, Chair.
To that, because whilst I agree with the sentiments of our members, I really do. I just don't know, looking at the researchers and everybody else, it's going to take us a whole 2 days to do that type of thing. And if people have it, no, that's fine. If you've written that whole exercise down, then it's fine. We can distribute it to members so that they can clean it up and patch it and do whatever the case might be. But we can get somebody, Mabasuto or somebody, to make 7 or 11 copies for us of that one. Everybody had spoken on this thing. We had given it to Mokwena because he started it for him to close it. I'm not sure what are we saying now. Because he brought the spanner into the works after we'd agreed on what was first, is an introduction of a new subject. So I'm not sure. And it's a pity that you were the last one. When I say a new subject, I'm saying a new heading, not a new subject. Members had not had that part, because that's a new proposal. It was not what you said earlier on. Did you say that?
No, I honestly think that all the points
are still there. No, Well, it's fine. That's what I'm saying. Craft it, or somebody must craft it for us. I have no problem. Somebody must just put it together for us. Let's take Loliwe, small one and a small one, and a small, when I say small, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and Mabasutu just be on standby to make a photocopy of whatever Makwena has. We can always revisit it just now. Loliwe?
Chair, I need to be clarified here. Honorable Makwena introduces a new heading, which is administration. Is administration of SABC the responsibility of the board?
No, Chair, we can't call that the... We can't call that, Chair, a administration of documents. The heading is correct. It's MOI. And therefore, under MOI, we then have all the subjects and put them. But there's a point that Honorable Mahlangu raises, that, in fact, even the Eunice Karim MOI, it's against the Public Broadcast Act. And I'm saying that we need to go deeper, therefore, Chair, in looking at which areas, because you will then find that the current minister, in fact, implemented some of, this is a point I made earlier when I started, should have implemented some of the decisions implemented may be informed by the Karim MOI. So I'm saying that in that work that we're going to do, that I'm going, if we can expand further and look into the status and the decisions that were taken under that particular MOI, it will help us a lot. Then point 3.12, Chair. I think we have agreed that we're going to leave the paragraph as it is. But I want to propose that, because there's never been any amendment other than that amendment that we talked about of 2013, that the regular amendment, we take it out, we use an attempt to amend the MOI, that line. We take out that the regular amendment of MOI, because it was never amended, approved, by the way, meaning that lodge and then approved. So we simply put the word attempt to amend the MOI. All of that, it has been an attempt which was never lodged with CIPRO. So I thought we just take out the line irregular and use an attempt to
approve. I'm going to take a decision after Singh and Swartz. We're just not going to be bogged down on, not Singh, I beg your pardon, Singh and Swartz. We just have to find a way, honorable members, that we deal with this matter. Other than the introduction that you've done, yes, sir?
Chair, do you support the fact that we should chronologically, state what happened? And whether we call it the MOI or whatever, it's either neither there, as long as it's in the document, quite frankly. But, we are confused amongst ourselves, and we've been dealing with this for weeks and weeks and weeks. Imagine if someone reads a report. We've got to make it as clear as possible. So the issue about Mr. Motseneng and the Mrs. Haldanes becoming directors is important, because I think it shows intent and it shows a concentration of power and an agenda, even if it was a minister Pule, so I think we must do that. I do support the fact that paragraph 23.11 stays in. I think it's very important. I don't think we should remove it, as being suggested by some members. Again, it shows intent by the minister, 23.11. It shows intent by the minister to consolidate power and to influence SABC's administration and independence, as we state there. And then, as far as the MOI under Minister Kasim is concerned, Karim, the fact is, we can't go into too much detail about it, saying this section transgresses the Broadcasting Act. I think what we must do generally is state that we feel it does transgress the Broadcasting Act, and that whoever's going to do these investigations that we're going to suggest in the findings, that they then probe that particular MOI. I think for us to stipulate everything here is going to, we'll be here till next week, quite frankly.
Honourable Singh.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, you made a proposal earlier on that Honourable McQuinn's draft should it let it be sent to Cindy and let's get hard copies of it so that we can look at it and propose amendments to that. Then we're working from a document, right, that we can amend. Now, I will propose some amendment which is in the air. Honourable Waters will propose something else, and I think it confuses you at the table. I have certain comments that I want to make to his proposal, additions and possible deletions, but let us do that in a very structured manner. And I suggest send it through, and then this whole paragraph on MOI, we can leave it for a little later. We can continue to deal with the next item, next sub-paragraph.
Thank you. Doctor?
Chair, first of all, I must apologize. My son is at the university for the first time, so he's disturbing me. He keeps on phoning me. It's the first time he's away from home. Chair, one, I wanted to say, Chair, I want us to revert back to the way you were running this meeting previously, where you allow us to speak for 3 minutes, because I think other members, it's like we are redoing this document. My understanding was that we are going to be focusing on those areas that, you know, are so significant that you can't live with, and the arrangement and the chronological sequencing of, you know, of the document, or the flow of the document, basically. And Chair, I think we are going in circles. And again, in as much as I heard what Honorable Mkwena, and I'm so sorry, Honorable Mkwena, I only heard the earlier part of what you said, the latter part I didn't hear it. Honestly, I don't know why we should have that suggestion from Mkwena that talks about the founding, whatever, of SABC and so forth. I honestly don't think we need to go there. And I do think that 23.1.1 captures the essence of what we wanted to say as an assertive statement. And we had already agreed in earlier drafts with this. And Chair, if you could control the way we do this thing, please.
We will do that. We're not touching MOI until we have a hard copy before us. Honourable Mkwena, you will, when you have something, send it to somebody here to go and print it, even if it's a standalone. We won't touch it on our report, Cindy. We'll discuss it and then decide how we're going to put it in. But taking into consideration all the points that have been made by the various members, then we'll discuss it. So can we say that about the whole page 70, until we've got a document. All right. Hopefully we can, before 7:30, honourable members, deal with, I beg your pardon, deal with 23-2-1. And I'm reverting to the way we managed it in the past. You're not going to get two bites of the cherry. You're just not going to get two bites of the cherry. And we're going to limit it to time. So we're dealing with what we have on page 71. People must talk to whether they're comfortable with it. If you're not, what are you comfortable with? No narrative or what you want us to put in. Please tell us exactly what you want us to put in and we'll put it in. We're really not going to go to any motivations because we're observing, we'll motivate the recommendations. Everybody's got 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
You need less than 3 minutes. Okay, no, 3 minutes is the max. Okay, 3 minutes is the max. If you can do it in 1 minute, it's fine. We'll start this side. Beg your pardon. We're reverting to the way we worked in the past. Excuse me. We'll start with Swartz, Matangu, this way. And if you don't want to speak or you're covered, you cover. We're going to be as ruthless as that from now on. Yes, sir.
There's only three clauses here. It's very straightforward. I agree with the clauses as they are there. And the only words that I would reconsider is 23.2.2, the words covertly or overtly. I would rather say directly or indirectly. And then there's no section 96B in the Constitution. It's 96.2B. With a 2B. That's it. 20 seconds. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Matlang, is there anything you want to add, sir? Honourable Matlang? Prof.
No, it's fine, Chair, except that on 23.23, I would have also added any other related legislation.
Where about?
Towards the end of 23.23.
After privileged act?
Yes.
And any other legislation?
And any other applicable legislation.
Applicable legislation, that's fine. Honorable Singh?
Yeah, Chair, I agree with the proposal by Honorable Swart, directly and indirectly, and the applicable legislation in 96.2b.
I'm not sure, Makwena, because we are disadvantaging you now. You're focusing on this and you're not going to be able to participate. Oh, you're covered. Oh, it's covered. Okay. Waters?
Support Honorable Swart's amendments.
Thank you so much. Killian?
Support, Chair. Nothing to add.
Loliwe?
Support, Chair, but don't forget, the team should not forget what Mr. Singh said earlier on in the original document. The dash there should at least move away so that it becomes a proper sentence. Thanks. 2321.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Chaukin.
Chair, and are we at 413? I'm proposing that we need to note the... No, no, you jump in as well. I've moved very fast here. I'm already at 4.13, sorry. I've moved very fast. Then I'm...
Honorable Dr. Koza?
Impressed, Chair, with the efficiency of members now. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir?
On 2313. The fourth line. 2313. Or you still at 2312? No, it's are we not dealing with the whole complete set?
No, we're not.
Oh.
No, we've said that we're not dealing with it until we have hard copies. No MOI discussion.
Okay.
No MOI discussion. Okay. Honourable members, we're moving on. Thank you very much. Maybe you'll deal with the heading as well. I mean, that's the heading that we have here now. Suspicious transactions. Maybe we'll change the heading when we go on. Page 71. Honourable members, really, those just highlight everything else, and there's no other thing we can do. But so I'm suggesting we do it all of them up to 2416, eh? 2416, right? Yeah, up to 2416, all in one batch. Because I mean, it's all it's doing is just giving us the different role players, but it talks to the same thing. Who wants to take the first bite on those, or do you want to read it for 2 minutes before you take a bite? Yeah?
Honorable Swart.
Oh, you want to go first, Mr. Singh?
Let's ask Honorable Swart, because it would seem that his suggestions are finding favor with many of us.
No, looks like Chaukia wants to start this time.
I'm going to start at the bottom, Chair. You'd find that I started at 4.16.
Yes? No, but we thought we'll deal with all of them collectively. We're not going to allow you to do
one. Have one point.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Only have one point.
That's okay.
The point that I have, Chair, is around the multi-choice transition that is subject of the court. Not was. I think the matter is still at the court even now. It's not finalized. So we put is rather than was.
The only change you're going to make on that one, and you agree with all with all the other observations as we have them. Okay. Anybody else other than Honorable Chaukia that wants to speak, Honorable Singh?
Yeah, Chair, on 2413, I would suggest that the committee could not establish with certainty, not with confidence, with certainty.
2413, the very line first one. Line, we remove confidence and we put certainty.
Yeah.
Honorable Dr. Koza?
Chair, I wanted to suggest that we remove suspicious transactions and rather say questionable transactions.
Anybody else that wants? Honorable Killian?
Chairperson, it's just with regards to the very last paragraph, 24.4, Foxton Communication, are we there as well?
No, we're
not there. Oh, okay, are we just dealing with multi-joint?
I thought members said we're going up to 24.16.
Okay,
no, that's fine. So, honourable members, 24, we've got 14, we'll change it to 24. From 24.11 to 24.16, the tense was turns to is, and the heading to questionable, and was there anything else? That's it.
Certainty on one.
Uncertainty. Okay. You want to take a bite now, Honourable Sass? Yes, sir.
Chair, there's a lot in the SABC's response on this multi-choice that we now are aware of. Whether we, how we gauge that now is the issue, because they say, for example, on page 111, and we reflect that in our document now, on page 55 of our document, where we set out, clarified that the channels will revert to the SABC platform. So in other words, we now know that certain facts, and we also now know on their version that only 1% of the archive material was part of this process. Can we now say that the committee could not establish whether the content remained in the SABC's possession? Is that a correct sentence? I don't think so. I think we've got to weigh up that fact. And so it's, we must change our wording slightly to say, well, to 24.1.3, the committee could not establish with confidence whether the content of it remained in the SABC's possession. So we've now got facts to say it is there. We can still say, well, we don't know whether we can accept that version or not, but we have referred to facts in this document. How do we deal with that is maybe just change the wording slightly, because our recommendation is going to be that there should be a further investigation into that. So we don't have to conclusively, with absolute certainty, say that. So, Naren, how would you change that first sentence just to...
Without establishing certainty, you said that doesn't cover it.
With confidence, with certainty... Well, I can live with that as it is now, particularly in view of the fact that we've still got we've got a version of the SABC here, but we're still saying, well, we're not sure, you know, with certainty. We're not saying it's not so. We are saying there's going to be further investigation about that. Yeah. And that, I think, is fine, Chair. That's fine. That's the one point. And then just the last paragraph, 24.1.6, I think there was the subject of a court case. I think there's various court cases. There's Competition Commission, and I think there was something before the Constitutional Court as well. So maybe we should just say was the subject of litigation.
Yeah.
Litigation, because that covers whether it's one or various court cases.
Is
the subject of litigation. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, I took the view that the committee was not persuaded by the arguments advanced by SABC. And to this stage, we are not absolutely certain about the multi-choice the multi-choice contract, and to the extent to which, you know, the public, the asset remains the public, because you must understand this, structuring these deals can be very, very complex, especially if we are trying to subvert from a particular legislation and so forth. And I will be comfortable with remaining with what we have, because that will be subject to more investigation with people who are competent to actually come to a definite decision. But this is our view as a committee. We are suspicious that somehow the public has been shortchanged.
I think.
Yes, I am done.
I heard Mr. Swart saying fine, so I think there's no need to pursue the matter.
Yeah, but I think the point we need to make for the public and records is that we have taken into consideration what the SABC has said, notwithstanding that this is our observation, still our observation. So we don't want them to think that we ignored what they've said in what Honorable Swart referred to later on. We've taken that into consideration.
Okay. I'll keep on reminding members that ours is inquisitorial. If there's sufficient reason for us to refer it for further investigation, then we've done, because we're not saying anybody is guilty or innocent or anybody was whatever. So the road doesn't end here. As long as we don't say things that will create the impression that the road ends with our words.
With certainty, as opposed to the cop. Certainty. We just change that.
That's what I'm saying, yes, yeah. That's what we're going to do. Anybody else on 2411 to 2416? No. Done? Thank you. 24, again, we've got 14. It should be 24 to 1. Any comments? Page 72.
Except for just the numbering, which is a typographical error, I think, or you cut and paste in scenes. We have 2.24.2, then you have 14.2.
Looking at 24.31 for now, we say the committee notes with certain. Is
concern.
Oh, I beg your pardon, with concern.
Yeah.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yeah. Sorry. All right. Mr. Singh?
Chair, happiness, we're just going to remove that dash there on line two of the first one that the evidence suggests. And I think we are saying this because we'll make findings, I will make recommendations on these two things. That's why we're saying it, put it the way it is. Thanks.
Can we move on? You're moving on, Prof, or is it on the... On 24.41, no?
It's just a minor...
Yes, sir?
24.41. Ms. Lamini, in the affidavit, not yet. Okay.
No, we can start there now because we've done that. You still have to talk, okay, Mr. Swartz?
3.1.
Just. Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Are you going to say something on 24?
Are we there? 3.1?
Yeah.
14.3.1. Are we?
24.31. I thought we dealt 24.21 and 24.31 together, but if you want to add to those, you can.
The evidence heard. We just take our heard. We have always said the evidence suggests. We don't say the evidence heard.
Yeah.
Right. Is your prof on 24.41?
No, the sentence should be Ms. Lamini, the affidavit she submitted. Take the out.
All right, I think we're there. Anybody else wants to talk to 24.41? And that's one of those that came from the one pager yesterday.
I think the Foxton Communication. Is that the name of the company? Foxton Communication, and not Foxton Communicating. Is it? I'm not sure.
Cindy assures me that it's communicating.
Oh, the name
but we'll check the wording. We've got contracts for those things, but she seems to be comfortable that it's communicating. And we'll confirm it. Letabo has a... Oh, he's confirmed it. That's fine. Anything else on 24.41?
Chair, that upon the publication of the interim report, was the report... It wasn't published. I think that we should say following the release of the interim report. What was it?
was sent to certain people. It wasn't published. It says upon the publication of the interim report. We should say something like following the release of the interim report.
No? 24-4-1, anything else? Yes, ma'am, Killian, and then Swartz.
Chairperson, I just thought that we should say Ms. Dlamini in her affidavit submitted to the committee.
It's 24-4-1, sir. Yes, sir.
Again, sir, I don't understand what is our attitude. What is our finding? Because we're regurgitating what they told us. It doesn't sound like a finding. It sounds like it should be in the responses.
Doc, then we'll come to Prof.
No, I'm not sure if this will assist Honorable Mokoena. It's under the heading questionable transactions. And then if you say that whatever that you have there, it's within that. In other words, that's what we are saying. We are saying it's questionable.
Received from Ms. Dlamini, that's why we put it as a one pager. Originally she said 350, Ms. Dlamini, and we put it in as 350. Mr. Foxen came back and said not 350, 75 plus whatever, and gave us the contract. Now we couldn't go back to Ms. Lamini's one and change it and correct it. So we had to record it somewhere. That was the reason why we were putting it here, because yesterday we wanted to fix up Ms. Lamini's one, and people said, no, but that's not correct because that's what Ms. Dlamini had said when she did it. But the fact of the matter is now we've got a corrected one with a contract and with everything else. We can't not somewhere acknowledge that we've got it. And this was attempting to do that.
And a questionable
contract. Yeah. Is that okay? Yes. Yes, thank you. Yes, Honourable Matang.
Should we say clarified or disputed? Because Foxton disputed the figure.
No, he clarified it because there was a contract that we were given. We've got a contract to that effect. So, yeah. So it was, for me, it's giving clarity as a.
I'm agreeing with
you. Were clarified or disputed. I thought it was just bringing clarity because there was something that was put, and it was put by the understanding of an individual. The person with the correct stuff comes and says, no, actually that thing is not correct. This is the correct one, and he has proof of evidence. So if you want to put disputed. No, I'm not answering you. I'm just giving the context as to what it is. Members must decide. Loliwe, the question is to be used clarified or disputed.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, to me, Mr. Foxton clarified what was said by Ms. Dlamini. So I think we can live with clarified. I want to lobby my learned friend over there. Honorable Matlana.
Chair, I think we can live with that.
With that? Thank you very much. Yes, everybody? Okay. We move to page 73. Okay, 73. Can we ask you, Honourable Waters, and everybody else, that you're going to deal 25.51 and 25.52 if you've got both. If you've only got 1 point, it's 1 point. We're going to deal it in that fashion so that, supper's come and gone.
Yeah. Chair, I wanted to bring in 24.51 or 24.5.
Oh, you wanted to bring a new one, a bigger part, and we had 50 ones, yeah.
And it's just got to do...
All right, I should have said that. After that new one, we'll break for lunch, because everyone we'd ask, is there any new one? So, for dinner, I beg your pardon. Honourable brings a... Under that topic of, what is it called now? Questionable transactions, you want to introduce a new...
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Chair, Mr. Shushu gave oral evidence and written evidence. And in his oral evidence... Section 721 of the document, of our document. He also mentioned questionable contracts or transactions that included Talent Africa, and he gave a detailed description. Laura Vision, and he also talked in the written, in his oral submission. He talked about Mr. Maguma, who had. Was involved in a questionable transaction, as well as the head of SCM, right? And we haven't stipulated them. And I was just wondering, we've stipulated the others, so why are we excluding them? And I'm not saying we should give maybe a whole paragraph. We could say, Mr. Shushu gave evidence of questionable contracts or transactions in relation to, we can just name them, that's all. But in his written reply to us, he added a few more in, and he gave us quite a lot of detail, if you remember, from page 20 to 30. And he also included companies that Lesef, I've got Laura Vision, okay, PW, PricewaterCooper, procurement consultant Ms. McKeezy, Mott McDonald, Asanta Sana, and the RFP Book Content Acquisitions, and also a company called SKX. So, as I say, I don't think we should give a full detail of every single one, but I think we should mention them at least in one paragraph. Because if we don't mention them, that means we don't think they are questionable and will not be investigated. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Honourable Waters, if you go to page 60 of our document, you mentioned more than just those that are on page 60 of our document, 1741, isn't it? Will you list them for us, because it'll just... But we take the point that we should list them in one paragraph.
Yeah.
Okay, but just make sure that we don't leave one out of those. So between...
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Chair, can I check with the sponsor if then there's a page where we are listing what Mr. Shushu spoke of? Will we be changing the context in which he was raising that if we put them on page 60? Because I think even with the ones that are listed there, we never received anything which is either confirming them or whatever. I just wanted to check that. Can I repeat? I'm saying there are transactions that Mr. Shushu is alluding to as captured on page 60, but he further submitted other transactions. Why don't we then put his package in one place by taking what Honorable Waters is raising into page 60 so that it's clear that we have reflected on that?
get them onto observations as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, I think we should note them under his submission, and then and also put them under observations. I think questionable contracts. Just name them and not describe them.
All right. So that's the additional point. One, is there any other additional points under that transaction? Because remember, honourable members, we're saying that this is way beyond our capacity. We'll hand it over to somebody else to investigate. This is just a combat letter for whoever we're going to give it to. Honourable Mathang.
Chair, I think we should find a way of... look, I would suspect that Mr. Shushu would have raised a number of companies, as it were. But would you say that is exhaustive? My view is that in view of what Chauke raised the other day when we met in S35 or S12 about something that is in the public space, I mean, the incidents that happened, alleged to have happened ahead of December, Christmas, what you call, which we reflected on, well, someone can say, but we may be chasing unnecessary, what you call, matters. But it's a matter that I think, in a way, we should craft, especially to say some of the things have come to our attention through the media. For instance, if it's necessary, or we say, because it's never presented, but I know that we reflected on the matter in one of our sittings. I'm just saying we need to, perhaps if we could find a way, if it is possible, to raise that matter, because in our recommendations, it would be crucial that we allow whoever will come in to actually spread the wings. Because I honestly believe that there are many other things that has not come to our attention. If there's a way to craft such a statement, I'm not the best captain in this regard. Even if it's one sentence, that would deal with the matter, Chair. Mr. Swartz can help.
Honourable members, I don't know. You know, as you say, and this is the difficulty that we have. Once we start listing, you're either going to say, and others, or you must be exhausted. Because somebody that takes it is going to say, you've only given me 10 names, I must do 10 names. That's the difficulty I have. And I'm looking at Honourable Waters, because yes, those are the ones that one individual gave us. Before us, there might be, as you say, other ones. How do we craft it? Because look, let's be clear on this one. I think we're all on the same page. Our recommendation is going to be contract management must be cleaned up. So contract management is going to cover, if it's done thoroughly, it'll cover all the contracts. Do we have to put it here? That's the question that I'm asking.
Well, the question could be asked of why we're mentioning some and not others, right? So if we do list these ones that I'm talking about from Mr. Shushu, then we can also say at the end of the sentence, but not limited to, and that just leaves it all open. Yeah, that's what I would suggest.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Chair, that is what I was going to say at the end or at the beginning. If it's at the end, you say, the above is not an exhaustive list of questionable agreements, contracts that may need further investigation.
Thank you very much. Anything else under questionable contracts? Otherwise, we're going to break for dinner for half an hour. Are we done with that? We'll come just now. Okay. Honourable members, it is 7:45. Half past eight, we'll be back here to deal with two pages and get on to recommendations. Is that okay? All right? Half past eight sharp, we'll deal with these last two pages and get on to recommendations. Dinner is in Mark's building, right? Half past eight, 45 minutes? 45 minutes is fine? We always have an hour, and by the time we get there, it's already 20 minutes.